It is Thursday, October 21st, 2010. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And there is never a dull minute in our listening area.
No.
Even when we wish for them. Today, at 7 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library, the beautiful view we have from our studio, Rebecca Skloot, the author of The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, will be speaking. Mm-hmm. What do you know about her, Kyle?
I know this book is amazing.
Okay. There's your endorsement. 856-7250 to find out more. I love Halloween. We've discussed that to death. Ha ha, no pun intended. Tonight, the Spanish Treasure Cave on Arkansas 59, a couple of miles north of Gravette, has converted itself into a haunted cavern, as it does every year. And it opens at 7 o'clock. And you can go be scared tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and again October 28 through 31. You can find out more at 787-6508.
Appropriate for the time of year.
And also tonight, Jimbo Mathis, the front man of the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Oh, yeah.
Which I would pay 50 cents just to get to say. We'll visit Fayetteville for a night of music that will include George McConnell, the former lead guitarist for Widespread Panic.
This is going to be fantastic.
Show is at 9 o'clock at George's Majestic Lounge. You want to guess the ticket price, Kyle?
Well, by the tone of your voice, I think it's going to be rather inexpensive, so I'm going to say $15?
$8.
Wow.
$8. He also plays October 22nd at Chelsea's Corner Cafe in Eureka Springs.
So you can see him twice.
Yes, you can.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.